This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Twins win 8-4 today. Timberwolves tomorrow here. With the Twins moving to the Dow to 102.9. You'll figure it out of the fly tomorrow, I'm sure. Joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the one and only Bill Robertson, Commissioner of the USHL with a storied background in college and professional sports. Bill, happy Good Friday to you.
Happy holiday weekend to you, Mike, and to all your listeners out there.
Okay, so you've been through playoffs a lot with the Wild when you were there, the Timberwolves, et cetera, the Angels in Major League Baseball. What does an organization try to get out of it when they have this breath of life where, you know, you see not just, hey, the game 3 and 4 coming back here for the Wolves or home ice for the, but you're trying to lock this into your fan base so that it moves into next year and you create the buzz and you lock up season ticket holders, all those things. What's it like in an organization when they make the playoffs? Because I don't think people realize how crazy it gets.
Well, it does, and it moves very fast. I think that's the big thing. I think for most franchises, the overarching idea is that you're going to build momentum not only for the playoff run that you potentially will be on, but also, as you somewhat stated, you're building for the future. You're trying to lock in and secure season ticket holders for the long term and get people to buy your merchandise, and you want to dominate the sports pages and the radio stations and the television stations, and you want to be the place where everybody wants to be and wants to go and wants to talk about. And that's really what it's like. But I will say the work weeks during the playoffs are 15, 16 hour days.
Yep.
And many times, even when you're on the road, it's still that way, getting prepared for the home games that are coming up. And really, you're working on fumes for the most part, and a lot of energy that's built up over a period of time.
What's the yin and yang of, you know, at this time when you've got everybody's attention and a coach wants the players' attention and focus, and let's say we in the media want a piece of the players and we want access to them, and as a PR person, you know, this is a time where you can cash in on that, and at the same time the coach is saying, wait, we got a team meal at that time, can't do that kind of stuff. How do you navigate that?
Yeah, well, it's really having a rapport with the general manager and the coach of the, whether it's hockey, baseball, basketball, or whatever the sport is, really stating how important it is to have time available for your local media, most importantly, and then your national media on top of that, to have that kind of time to be able to talk to players. Because let's face it, if you're in last place and your season's over, people really don't want to talk about your team, and you could be out of sight, out of mind. So you need to capitalize on these experiences and time. And I've everywhere I've been in the playoffs, I have had those conversations well in advance of the playoffs with the coach and the general manager to make sure we're all on the same page. And it is a little give and take here and there, but I think most of the time they realize how important it is for the franchise itself.
What is the difference in leagues? In other words, to work, I mentioned you did it with three different leagues, Major League Baseball, hockey, and basketball. How is it different league to league in terms of the way they approach playoffs?
Well, they all have their own rules on how they want certain things to run, in particular the game itself, but also the post-game and pre-game. And teams that don't cooperate, whether it's Major League Baseball, the NHL, or the NBA, for the ones that I've worked specifically in, they have to be available. And players that don't want to cooperate, and there's very few that don't want to cooperate for that matter, they'll fine them significantly, and it's also publicized, and teams don't want that. So for the most part, the leagues all are pretty much the same in their protocols, and really they have meetings before the playoffs with each of the teams, depending on what area of expertise, whether it's marketing or communications or ticketing. So everybody is saying the same thing. And then again, you also need to have your workers that come to the arenas and to the ballparks also engaged in what you're doing, because sometimes a fan will only come out during the playoffs, and that's your only time that you're going to really get up close and personal with them. And if you do, you want to make sure that experience is second to none, so they do want to come back next year, whether it's the preseason, the regular season, or another playoff run.
When you were with the Wild in year two or three, they went to the Western Conference Finals after they started as an expansion team. Was it the third year?
It was the third year. Yeah. It was 2003, 2004.
Yes, and nobody saw it coming. And, I mean, third year as a franchise. Now, they've never been that far since. I mean, to give it some perspective, was that a blessing or a curse to get it that soon? Because in some respects, you hit it right, and it wasn't maybe a telltale sign of where the team was in the standings. On the other side, it revved everybody up, and you owned the sports pages and everything else in April and May. What did that prove to be to you in the long run?
Well, I think it was a fabulous experience to get to the Western Conference Finals. And for me, on a personal level, we played in Anaheim, yeah, where I worked prior, so it was a little...
And Jaguar was waiting for you, by the way.
Yes. I mean, we had media meals. I took people out to my favorite restaurants and way to celebrate our season. But I would say when you look back at it, I mean, you're in this to win and do well. So you it happened that in some ways it was a little bit fluky, because the Wild were down 3-1 in the first round against Colorado, and they came back and won in seven games. The next round they played in Vancouver, they were down 3-1 in the series, and they came back and won that.
Yep.
And then I think they just ran out of gas. So putting that aside, the expectations after that season were, wow, we're on our way, we're going to get there, from the fans' perspective. And they just expected us to get to that level or get to the Stanley Cup Finals quick. And we had to somewhat temper those expectations, and that's hard to do when you're coming off that kind of momentum. And we raised ticket prices, but then the next year there was a work stoppage, so it made it very, very, very difficult, because people wanted to see this team perform. And yet I think that the chemistry they had at that time, and there were some older players mixed with some younger players, that worked out well, but the next year it just didn't work as well. And that's what happens in sports.
Yep. Bill Robertson, our guest, put on your commissioner of the USHL hat. Now you're in the spring and it's playoffs. What are arenas like in the USHL right now? Do they rev it up for the playoffs? What do you see?
They do. And I think, the matchups will begin to take place. We have this weekend and next weekend in our regular season, and then the playoffs come to us, and that goes about a month long. But I think what I see is that the marketplaces are starting to get excited that are going to host games, and the ones that are playing traditional rivalries like Lincoln and Omaha, in Nebraska are real close to each other, and they would love to play each other in the playoffs because they're so close in proximity. That's the kind of stuff you want, because that builds rivalries long term and builds kind of the brand of the USHL. But we have some really good teams, Mike, and I can just tell you this, you know, I didn't really realize how good the talent is in the league until the NCAA tournament just ended, and over 100 of our former alumni in the USHL competed in the NCAA tournament and then signed NHL contracts within the last week with different teams. And that's amazing. And that's not saying it's just about the USHL. It's they're also developed in college at the Division I level. But that shows you a lot about the kind of talent that is in this league. And it'll be fun to watch how the playoffs unfold. And it's a little longer than the college season, which can be good and bad. But I'm looking forward to my first adventure with the United States Hockey League's playoff run.
How does it work with the high school kids that, you know, their high school season gets over, and the next thing you know, they're playing with the USHL team? What do you have to clear to do that? And does that create disruption that needs to be managed because all of a sudden somebody loses a roster spot?
Yes, it does. It does create some disruption. And some teams have a philosophy that they want to do that. They have to clear like a waiver scenario, and they have to go through USA Hockey to be cleared to play with these teams. But in essence, there's not a lot of that that goes on that I can see so far in my first full season in the USHL. But it can be disruptive, and it can sometimes be the catalyst that helps a team jumpstart it in the playoffs and the end of the regular season when they got a couple players that provide some leadership and some impact and are a little more mature. They're not 16-year-old, but they're 17 years old or 18 years old.
Yeah, and some are, you know, I mean, they're getting game ready for college. But, you know, Bill, this is the most unique thing in all of sport in some respects. There's no basketball league where you can do that, no football league, no baseball league where you get in the high school season, go play with, in essence, college players for a while, then come back. What a tremendous advantage that is, the junior leagues in general, but also being able to do it while you're in high school. What a tremendous advantage that is for these kids going forward as they mature and, you know, they become 21-year-old freshmen.
It is, and that's why you're seeing, if you look at the college age of
it's unbelievable. The MIAC is all juniors, you know?
Yes, yep, they're all junior kids, but they're all kids that are not just 18. They're starting college at age 20 or 21.
Yeah.
So they've already had experience at the Tier 1 junior hockey level, and now they're coming in as a mature freshman to play at Minnesota or play at Michigan or play at Minnesota State Mankato. So that happens. That's the way the sport is run. It's just the way it is. And I don't know why other sports are so much different. I've always wrestled with that to try to understand it better, but it is what it is. And I am a fan of kids going to high school and getting their education, but I'm also very bullish on the United States Hockey League and what it can do for a young man in their development and get them to the next level as long as they're getting their education and moving forward. Because
sure,
as you and I know, that very few people make it to the National Hockey League or Major League Baseball's the big show. And so you need to get your degree so you have something to fall back on.
Billy, appreciate it very much. Happy Easter this weekend, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Mike, thanks for the time. Look forward to talking to you again soon. And again, happy Easter and Passover and Ramadan to all of your listeners out there.
You got it. Thank you so much, Bill Robertson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.